have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. I am a winner. Look at your name and say, I seek the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Got victory. You gotta speak victory over your life.
Nothing can stop me. Yeah, nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I speak the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I seek the victory. Oh, I speak over the enemy. Yeah, I speak over the enemy.
To the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited that we're here. Listen, we made it to another year. Hallelujah. And God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And we just want to give him glory on today. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. I'm just so grateful that we're all here again for another year. Listen, I don't know about you, but when 12 midnight hit on December 31st, 2022, that made us go over into 2023, my soul was full to know that God kept us for another year, making us into another year. I'm excited about it. I love each and every one of you. I'm so grateful you took time out to listen to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're very grateful to have you on today. Well, what if this is your first time listening in and you want to know what the Just For You podcast is all about, I definitely want to share that information with you. But I want to send a shout out to all of you, the listeners. We made it to 2023. Thank God. And I want to welcome you to today's podcast. I want to welcome our producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. God bless you and your family on today. I want to also say to our special guest, thank you. Thank you for joining us on today. Janie Lim Sims, who's going to be talking to us about their ministry, 3-in-1. You don't want to miss it. Grab a friend, get your pens and papers, and get prepared for some information that is going to be a blessing to you. Also, I send a shout out to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. You know, guys, I got to get used to this. I'm always saying doctor, so who knows what God is getting ready to do. But to Pastor Donald Wright Jr., we love you on today. But to the guest of honor, our amazing Father, 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 and my and your elder brother, Jesus Christ, we want to welcome them into the podcast to have his divine will and way. Listen, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, I want to share what the Just For You podcast is about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, we can't do anything without the Lord coming in and having his divine will and way. Will you join me in a word of prayer? We want to lift up the name of the Lord, give him all of the glory, and allow him to do what he wants to do during this podcast. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you for your love, your grace, your mercy, for being a keeper and keeping us throughout the years and giving us a start in the brand new year. We say thank you. We don't take it for granted. We trust your divine and holy will. We ask that you come in, do what you want to do, have your divine will and way, continue to utilize us in this podcast for your glory. glory. Allow the word that will be given in our exhortation to encourage, to empower, and strengthen the body and those that are listening in, that they may have a closer walk with thee. We're asking, oh God, that you forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Touch every home and every listener, whether live or on the replay, and Lord, let them know that you are the answerer of prayers. We lift up this young man, Damar Hamlin. Lord, I know the nations are praying. We are trusting you. We are believing not only for him, but for every case that seems impossible in healing. We are trusting you on today that you will make a difference, that you will show up, that you will show out, that they will know that our God reigns, and we will thank you forevermore. We're asking you to provide on today whatever the listeners are in need of. Truly, you know, I'm asking you to make a way out of no way for them and let your perfect will be done. And then, God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you draw us all closer in the name of Jesus, that you save on today, heal on today, and deliver that you may be glorified. And we thank you in advance for our heart given to you, a mind subjected to you, and a life truly wanting to live for you. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I said it before. I'm going to say it again. I am truly, truly excited about all that God is planning for each and every one of us in this 2023 year. We could not have made it without him. We don't wake ourselves up. It is he that wakes us up. If you don't believe me and you believe your alarm clock wakes you up, take it to the nearest funeral home. I want to know how many bodies are going to get up when that alarm clock goes off. Listen, whatever you're called to do in your life, I pray that you will utilize the wisdom of God to do it. Allow his perfect will to be done, that he may be glorified in your life, in your generations, in your work that you do for the kingdom. Whatever we're called to do, let us do it with all our might. Amen. Today's exhortation is going to be from Job, the 33rd chapter. I want to talk to you briefly about the word of God and what it means and how it applies to our lives. Many of us know the story of Job. We often hear of his suffering. We associate with him through his suffering and yet how God blessed him with double. But it's in the midst, in the middle of the story, in the middle of the passages that we want to gain a greater understanding. Why? Because this word applies to you and it applies to me. It is written to give us revelation, understanding of his word, to know how to apply it in our lives, and yet to be able to look upon what he's saying for each and every one of us. If you will, grab your Bibles, tablets, pens, maybe your phone, whatever you use to study the word of God. We're going to jump right in. Amen. For Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue hath spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. That clarifies anything from this point forward of what people think of how they get up and what this is what the word of God says. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me, stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in mine hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy word, saying, I am clean without transgression. I am innocent, neither is there any iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasions against me. He counts me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in the stocks, and he maketh all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man. I want to stop right there to remind you that God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men and slumberings upon the dead, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened, hallelujah, also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draws near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, and an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God and will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy. He will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if men, if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit. And his light shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast said or hast anything to say, answer me, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom. Listen, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Let's talk about Job for a quick moment. I want you to understand in this passage, Job had been suffering, and let me say this. This is personal for me because I understand how mankind can look at suffering, not understanding the hand and the work of God. I understand that when we go through, it's just what we said, going through. When you face challenges in this life, when your heart is broken into pieces, when your flesh becomes weak, or becomes filled with pain, it is only the time to glorify him the more. Why? Because in that pain, you can feel some type of way. If we're going to be real in this walk, we need people to understand we are not immune from problems. We are not immune from troubles. We are not immune from the works of the enemy. However, there is a promise from God that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The reason we have to hold on to a word, because when pain hits your body, when the doubt that the enemy will come in like a flood to rain trouble upon you, you can become disoriented with distrust. You can become in a place of, I know God is with me, but I am going through. I need you to know in this season, in Thanksgiving and Christmas and going into a new year, most people have affected or been affected by some things that have dampened what most of us celebrate and get joy out of. With that, I want you to understand the word is still real. The word is relevant. The word changes our lives. And when we go through, we must keep our minds focused on the one who saves us, the one who delivers us in the midst of our pain. Why? Because he never said we wouldn't face challenges. He never said we wouldn't go through. He allowed us to understand when he was on the cross with the two thieves that the word is powerful. And listen, we have a choice. We have a choice when we go through to uplift his name. We have a choice when we are facing not only pain, but challenges to say he is God. You will hear me say over and over and over and over again, our God reigns. It is not what it looks like. We walk by faith and not by sight, and that we have a promise from God. And the word says in Romans 8:28, and we know, not thought about, not confused about, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. Are you called according to his purpose? Are you walking in alignment with his word? We talk about how it is important when we receive the Lord to not just give the preacher our hand, but to give God our heart and to know that he is who he is, doing what he said he would do. He is our Savior. We have an Abba Father, one that we can love on, that will love on us, one that will take care of us and provide for us in our times of distress. You have to believe that he is. Romans 10:9-10 tells us to believe in our heart and to confess with our mouth that he is Lord. I want you in 2023 to find a way to get closer to him. You may have walked with him all your life, but there's nothing like staying close to the Lord. Perhaps you read every day. Maybe you pray every day. But in all that we do, it's something about giving ourselves totally to him that he can use us as he will. In order to be used by him, you want to have a relationship. What does that look like, Pastor Michelle? That looks like saying to God, I relinquish myself. I repent of my sins. I find myself unworthy. And I need your grace. I need you to heal, to help, and to save me. And his grace and his loving kindness will find you. Then you go from there to connecting with a Bible-believing church or connect with the entity God has given you to grow thereby to continue to make yourself strong in the word. I am a firm believer that when we walk away from God, things can happen, but I want you to understand staying close to him, no matter what happens, gives you strength and an eternal home. On today, I want you to think about your 2023. And if you're a believer, you should be thinking about 2023 with the Lord. Your plans need to be subjected to him, that he can overlook them and guide you all the way. Because whenever we do things out of the flesh, we're going to get a fleshly return. This year, I want to impact more souls than I have ever impacted in my life by the means and the terms and the ways he seems necessary. I want to have him lead me and guide me to not only fulfill this work, fulfill his will, trust him all the way, but understand that there is a call. Now, I know we like to talk about shouting. I know we like to talk about running around and giving him glory. But what is the price that is to be paid? He died on the cross. He died with his being pierced in the side, where blood ran, a crown of thorns, all of those things that you and I never had to experience. Beat upon his back for our healing, and by those stripes we were healed.
Amen.
Why do we feel as believers that we can't be able to make it through and we have him? I come to encourage you today. Our God reigns. He is supreme. He loves us. But he also is a real daddy. He knows how to discipline us and chasten us that we become what he needs us to be. Why is that important? Because until we understand living for him requires not only giving ourselves to him and subjecting ourselves to him and following him, it also requires us being disciplined by him. This is where the word of God comes in. When we eat of this word, we partake of him. And we understand his ways, his thoughts. Don't you know in families, people will look at a child and say, oh, you're just like your mom, or you're just like your dad. In the body of Christ, we want that same understanding. We're just like our dad. We operate like him. We talk like him. We live like him. So as you begin your 2023, I want you to take into account all the things that the word promises you. If you're not saved on today, there's good news. You have yet time to say yes to the Lord. It simply means believing and confessing. But listen, don't stop there. Don't just say, I'm saved, and do nothing else with your commitment that you've made to him. He's not our part-time lover. He's not a run to him when you want to and just leave him there and then come back again. He loves us. He woos us. But here's the thing. I need you to understand the reality of the relationship we say we're in. I was blessed to have been married 26 years this past December. I can't tell my husband I love him and show him no affection, share not intimate time. And I'm not talking just in the physical. I'm talking about being there and being committed. We have to do the same thing with our relationship in the Lord. I want us to know we must be present with him. You hear business people speak about it all the time. I want to be present. Let me be present in our conversations, present in our business, being present. But are we present with the Lord. I want to leave you with that thought. In 2023, what will you give the Lord that you've never given him before? We know he gets pleased with us living for him and living in the word. And I've got good news for you on today. If you don't know how to learn about the word of God, our guest is going to inspire you and help you to understand there is help available for your hunger and thirst for the Lord. I want to thank you for listening to today's exhortation. I want to share with you that I love you, I appreciate you, and your support listening in from week to week. It means so much. I want to thank God for our wonderful CEO and producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family, all that serve. I want you to know I love you so much. To my husband, I love you dearly. And to each of you, all of our guests throughout the year and all of our guests starting in this year, we appreciate you. And we believe more than anything, we are most grateful for the Lord being in our lives to lead, guide, and direct us all. I want you to really, really not take that for granted. We don't have to get up. We don't have to be given an assignment. We don't have to follow him unless we're led and guided by him. So stay close to him, stay humble, and stay with a heart to forgive and be forgiven. Love your neighbors, love your family, and God will get the glory. Thank you for listening to this week's exhortation. Again, we study from Job 33, the King James Version. Please make a note of it that you can go back and listen to the podcast again and go over your notes, go over what implies to your life the most, because that is why we're serving. Amen. I just want to let you know I'm super excited today about today's guest. I've known this young woman for a very short time. God connected us in spirit. We actually met on LinkedIn many years ago. And then throughout God's ordaining our footsteps and our time, he connected us through our dear brother Eric Frost. And then just knowing her passion for the Lord, her husband, and the work that they do, what a blessing it is for the body of Christ. Listen, if you're in ministry today and it's about a price tag or it's about a platform, or I'm not saying that you don't have to utilize a platform, but let us be real clear in 2023. It is about kingdom, and it is about serving. And this guest is sample with her husband of what it means to serve and what it means to give your life to the Lord in all that he's giving you to do. So I want to introduce to some and present to others our sister in the Lord, Janie Lynn Sims. Her and her husband have an awesome ministry, which is a worldwide ministry entitled 3-in-1. And you're going to hear from her about what they do and what they're getting ready to do in the wonderful city of St. Louis. But listen, here's the great news. It's not limited to this area only. So I'd like to present to some and introduce to others, none other than our sister, Evangelist Janie Lynn Sims. God bless you on today.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Well, thank you.
We are so excited that you're on. Oh, we're so excited that you're on today. I would love for you to share for those listeners. We gave a brief introduction of who you are, what you do, but I'd love for you to share with them the ministry that you have and about you and your wonderful husband, which I love that you guys serve together. Please share with the listening audience.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for having us on. You know, it's just such a joy, and I love you as well, and I appreciate all the work you do for the kingdom and take the gospel to the ends of the earth and to spread the gospel throughout mm-hmm. the nations. So thank you. My husband,
God
Michael
bless.
Sins, and I, yes, thank you. God bless you. We are honored. The Lord has blessed us, where we take tents out into the area and we partner with churches to go into the communities, and the churches will do the outreaches. Normally they want to give out clothes or food, and so we bring a tent and we come, and they invite other pastors to come to their church location or that location. The body of Christ comes together not only to feed, to clothe, but to give the gospel. So we take a outreach with churches, and then we bring a church without walls to their outreaches, and we turn that outreach into an event to spread the gospel. So we are excited and honored to do that. As you were talking about 2023, I mean, we definitely have to keep God at the forefront. And, you know, we're honored this year. We're going to be opening up colleges, two, starting here in January, and then we'll be speaking with churches, and I'll go over that more in September and going forth. You know, right now we are in such a critical place in our nation, in the world, and, you know, everybody is rising up so boldly. Evil is rising up so boldly, and for us to take that evil down, we have to be able to rightly divide the word. So we have to be able to take that sword, two-edged sword, wield that sword, and not to beat them with the sword, not to poke them with the sword, not to babble ungodly words, but to pull that sword out, which is the word of God. And when we speak, everything changes. The atmosphere will change everything, because that sword, which is God's living word, will cut down and divide the soul and the spirit and down to the marrow and the bone, so that, you know what, they can discern the thoughts in the heart. And, you know, we have to have an opportunity to take the gospel out. But when we take it out, are we actually speaking God's word? Or are we actually speaking our opinions and giving our testimonies? Because those testimonies now, we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies unto death. But when you put the word of God, and you know how to yield the word, you know how to take that sword and wield that sword, and you're cutting through that atmosphere, you're breaking down those strongholds, you're tearing down those evil powers, and that evil has to flee. That's when we see the world change.
And, you know, I love that you said that, because that leads us right into the segue of what you're going to be doing. Listen, I hear a lot of people say, I'm saved. You know, the Lord calls me, and I'm just going to go out here and do what the Lord says. And that's admirable. But we must believe and understand we are dealing with spirits. We are not just going out here teaching. You talked about it with the evil in the world. You have to be equipped and prepared. The word of God equips us to share the gospel with someone else, but there are also other understandings and teachings that we have to serve mankind, because the enemy is raging, but God is greater. Talk to us about how we talk about the importance of the word, but talk to us about how do we get equipped to learn about the word of God? What should we do? What are some tools that we can use to grow in God?
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. We've got so many tools at our hands right now where we can go onto the internet and so forth. But we are honored through 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries to actually offer Bible colleges in the churches. So the Bible colleges, it is an accredited Bible college. And so what that means is someone decides, okay, I do need to study myself approved. I do want to go deeper in God's Word. I do want to study God's Word so that I am able to go out and minister effectively or just go out and disciple or just share the gospel. I say just share the gospel, but if all of heaven rejoices for one unsaved soul, I mean, how powerful is it to know your scripture and to share the gospel with somebody at work and actually know and speak the word to them that they might be saved? And so with 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries, what God has put into our hands is the ability for pastors, if they have a church, we can actually, I'm going to address the pastors, and then I'm going to address mm-hmm. the students. And so mm-hmm. for the pastors, if you're on and you're a pastor, you have a church, then what happens when if you give us a call and your church, you feel like you have people in your church or in your community that want to go deeper into God's word, study themselves approved, earn themselves a degree, then if you call us, your church would host the Bible college. We come in and actually bring the Bible college to your church, and then your people have the chance to go ahead and sign up for Bible college. It's at a very affordable rate, so I'll go over that in a moment. And now I'm going to address the students. For the students, the ones who are wanting to sign up for Bible college and study themselves approved, you're able to go to your church if they're hosting it or to another location that's hosting it. With these Bible colleges, we do ask that only 6 to 10 sign up. If it gets bigger than 12, you really lose that intimate connection. And so with mm-hmm. all of the tools available to us, there is still nothing more powerful than sitting with like-minded brothers and sisters, learning the Word of God and, you know, iron sharpening iron and preparing to go forth in your calling or go forth to serve the Lord. Very powerful. So mm-hmm. The Bible School is an accredited Bible college, like I said. It is through American Missions Team and International College of Bible Theology. They have been open since 1990. They have over 5,000 schools right now across the nations, and then they are in five continents across the nation. The Bible training, the Bible college is wonderful. What I love about the International College of Bible Theology is that not only do you go to school to get your accredited degree, that can be transferred mm-hmm. to another college or university that's a Bible college, but you actually get to do hands-on. Yeah, it's wonderful. And I mean, for people, lots of times, you know, it's hard to find an accredited Bible college. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, people want to give you a diploma. They want to give you a certificate, maybe a license. Mm-hmm. This would be you actually earning your own degree.
Mm, awesome. That is a blessing.
It is a blessing, and a lot of us want to earn our degrees, but, you know, we wonder, how can we afford it? What are we going to do? But before I go into that, I want to go on and say, with the Bible College, we also require one Sunday a month to have ministry school. You do get a college credit for that. That hands-on ministry school, it depends on what each church needs. So we may go into one church, that's a church with outreaches. We may go into another mm-hmm. church, you know, that's a church that's wanting to learn about the Holy Spirit. We may go into another church, and, you know, they're just wanting to go deeper into the Bible, and they want to know, you know, how can we grow our church? How can we create things in our church to reach people? So we'll cover everything from how to minister to different denominations, different believers. What's the difference? I mean, these are all tools you have in your pocket, your tool belt. Once you put your tool mm-hmm. belt on, and you've got that belt of truth on, that's when you're equipped. If you're going to run into a Satanist, if you're going to run into someone who's not believing in the gospel, but they believe in another God, or you're going to run into an atheist or a witch, you know, these are, or if you're going to run into, I'm just going to get real about it, someone battling homosexuality, someone battling addiction, you know, we need to know that, you know what, when we are studied ourselves approved, we don't have just one Bible verse or maybe two or three we've scripted. You know, oh, I got a message scripted. Okay, that's great. Oh. But when you learn God's word, that's when the Holy Spirit comes and brings back to your remembrance the word. And you got a whole tool belt going on. You got the belt of truth going on that's in Ephesians where you can speak, and you got the sword in your hand, and you're ready to speak that word as God's words come out of your mouth and those situations change. So I love ministry school. Yeah, that ministry school is awesome. And, you know, you can go online and you can do many things. But it is wonderful to come together. The hands-on ministry school, there'll actually be other evangelists come in, prophets come in, bishops come in. These are ministers that will help share about what we're going to cover that day. So it's very powerful. Regarding the cost of it, I talked about the churches. There is no cost to the churches. You know, the thing is, we are the body of Christ. We are one body under Jesus Christ. You know, we come together. There can't be one part of us without the other. So we're just a part of the body that comes into the churches. And so, you know, do you have someone? Do you have at least 6 to 10 people who are wanting to get a degree? And so we start out with the associate's degree. So that's it, the associate's degree. We start out with it first. No charges to the church. But they do have to have 6 to 10 people sign up. Now, when they do that, of course, if you go to any college, some of us listening may have gone to college. Maybe some of us haven't. But there is an application fee when you go to colleges. This is an accredited college. The application fee is $150. That goes to American Missions Team. So that's registering you into college where your grades are recorded, everything is recorded in case you need transcripts for whatever reason. And they also have to get that degree ready for you in 2 years to graduate. As far as the classes are 3 classes per semester. So you have 3 Bible classes. The first ones you start out with is the New Testament, Prayer 1, Life Management. And this is life management according to God's Word. How do we manage ourselves as ministers? How do we manage ourselves as Christians? You know, how do we just manage ourselves daily? And how do we line up with God's Word? And so the first class is, and how do we pray? What does the Lord's Prayer mean? What do some of these prayers in the Bible mean? And why is prayer necessary? And then, of course, the New Testament. You know, to study God's Word and find out the history that's behind behind the Scripture, where how you tie one book of the New Testament together with the next book and how it was all put together. The Bible is actually one big book, you know, and so it's wonderful to see how it's all tied together. And as you go on through the classes, then we study the Old Testament, and we study how the Old Testament and the New Testament is brought together. And I love that study, because there's nothing more powerful sitting with an atheist or, you know, and they're telling me they don't believe, and I start speaking Scripture and then showing them that there was 300, 700 years, you know, between books in the Bible. When one was written, another was written, between the Old and the New Testament. And so it's just very powerful. So it's just wonderful. Mm. It's 3 classes per semester. It is $150 per class, which comes to $450. With this, I am a missionary evangelist. My husband is a missionary. Our goal is to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. With the $450, we do require to put $150 towards your $450 when you start. The reason being, one, me and my husband print all the books, and my team. I have a team of people that do ministry with me, and I'm so thankful for them that come over and help make the manuals. And so the books are included in the $450, but, of course, there's a cost to that. There's a cost.
Yeah.
What is wonderful is that the remaining $300 of the $450, you can put that in payments if you need to. Yeah, and so it's just wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful. Bishop Gregory Holly, I was speaking with him last night, and he broke it down. And in 3 months, it's about $50 a week. If you take it over 2 years, it's about $40 a week. And so that's an investment in yourself, in your knowledge of God's word. And so this is just something that equips the saints. It's affordable. Like I said, it can be broke down. Some people have the $450 right there, ready to give, plus their application fee, $150.
Mm-hmm.
Others may need to break it down. And so, you know, that's something that I work with people on. You can actually earn a degree up to the master's level, but we start out with the associates. And I just want to say one thing before we go any further. 2 Timothy 2 says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit. So that's just us talking about words. To ruin the ruin of the hearers. So when we're talking and we're not equipped, we can easily ruin that moment to have conversation with them. The Lord can put somebody in front of us, and sometimes this will teach us that we need to learn more. We need to go deeper. And sometimes we need to be a little broken, saying, you know what, okay, I could have handled that differently. Maybe I could learn a little more to grow in that area, because we do not want to ruin the opportunity to address a hearer and not say what God would have his word, say his word that they might need.
Absolutely.
to break that yoke on them, to break that heavy burden on them, you know, to take that strong man down. And so verse 15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babblings. And that's what it is when we are unlearned and we do not have the knowledge we need. So many people want to go and just, I want to go preach. I'm so excited. I want to get in the streets. I want to go heal. I want to go deliver. But when you're equipped, then you're welcomed into the other churches, because you're not only anointed and appointed, but you're equipped, and you're too equipped to be whipped. You're ready to go on out there and do what God has called you to do. And it says, but shun God's word, it is written, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Right now we have so much ungodliness that if we go out there unequipped, which we see this all over, if you're on YouTube, the internet, you see evangelists out there screaming at people. They've got that spirit of evangelism, that gift of evangelism, but they don't know how to utilize it to love people and speak God's word in peace. And then if you are babbling, verse 17 says, and their message will spread like cancer. When we are babbling, then they go talk about, did you see that evangelist screaming at me? You know, did you hear what they said? Oh, that one cussed at me. You know, I mean, it takes some training to be trained in God's word. And we want the world to see us not as weak, but as bold lions roaring. But when we roar, we don't have to roar in a scream. We just open our mouths and speak the word of God, and that anointing comes out. It's the anointing that roars. You know, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm excited, and thank you so much for sharing. Let me share.
Oh, no problem. You know, I'm super excited about what you're doing. And listen, St. Louis, if you are interested in growing, I highly recommend attending this 3-in-1 ministry theology school. And I want you to know, as a student of the word and as a person that knows the power of God like my sister, I believe in the work that they're doing. It is important. So many people don't have this opportunity available. And here it is available, what I love, to pastors. We're definitely going to be talking with 3-in-1. There are so many people who want to learn and to grow, and here's the opportunity to do so. Janie, would you please give them the information that they will need to contact you and to be able to register for these classes? Give them your contact information, and also how can they get an application, or what are the steps to connect to you to get involved with this? And before you do, I want to say this to every pastor. For those of you that have been praying on how your congregation leaders can grow, we highly recommend that leaders also, if they haven't been trained and you've been asking God which way you should go, here is an opportunity for you to connect with a ministry that can help guide you and lead you with opportunities that she will talk to you more about, for you as a pastor even. So please get in contact with 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries. It's back in your hands, and immediately following Janie giving her contact information and the ways to connect, we're going to come back with our community announcements, and then we'll pray out. All right? It's in your hands, Janie.
Thank you, Michelle. For anyone who is wanting to contact me about starting a college or going to college, you can actually contact me via text or you can call me. So if you have a pen and paper, if you want to get that, I'm also going to give my email, and I'm going to give the two locations that we're starting this month. So we do have one starting up next Tuesday, and we have one starting up on Friday the 13th the following week. So my phone number, my name is Janie Sims. For anyone who would like to contact me, my number is 314-795-9012. Again, 314-795-9012. My email address, which I can send an application to you, and we can discuss things either way, but you can also email me. And that's Janie, J-A-N as in Nancy, I-E, underscore, Sims, S-I-M-S, at yahoo.com. So Janie underscore Sims at yahoo.com. And it is Janie, J-A-N as in Nancy, I-E, underscore, Sims, S-I-M-S, at yahoo.com. The two locations we have, the north location is at Bishop Beulah Brandon's Church, Trinity Full Gospel Church. The location on that is 8319 Halls Ferry Road in St. Louis, zip code 63147. That college is going to be held on Tuesday nights from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then the South City location is with Pastor Paul, and that is at Faith and Deliverance Worship Center. The address is 2822 Potomac Street, St. Louis, Missouri, 63118. That will be held every Friday night, 6 to 10 p.m. And then we will have ministerial school, which will be held on the third Sunday at each location, and that will be at 6 p.m. Again, you can text me or call me. You can also find me on Facebook, and you can find the 3, the letter N, the number 1, so number 3, letter N, number 1, Ministries on Facebook as well. So, Michelle, thank you so much for having me, and may God bless you in all that you do. You and your husband, you're just wonderful, and I'm just honored to be on here. So thank you so much, and thank you for doing all you do for the kingdom.
And likewise, we look forward to us connecting up on other things as well. God bless you and your husband as well. We love you all, Michael. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much. Well, listen, you've just heard from 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries. Listen, You have the opportunity to call, to text, to connect on Facebook. They'll be waiting to hear from you. I want you to know I'm excited about this entity because it's nothing like an equipped saint of God. When you know the word and not just, as she said, babbling, going, if you notice any entity that we do here on Elation Radio for Just For You, as well as on our Monday night entity on Facebook Live, it must be the word of God. And we want to be his best representatives, all right? Well, I want you to know there are so many things going on in our cultures and our world today. We want us to be mindful of those that are around us. Pay attention to your neighbors. Are they walking slow? Do they need help? Is there anything you can do? And if you can't physically help them, we have resources here in the St. Louis area that are able to meet the needs of our community. And we'll begin with United Way. United Way, you dial in the St. Louis area 211, and you will be connected with an intake specialist who will guide you through the process for United Way for what you're calling in, whether it's utility assistance, rental assistance. If you need food, they will give you information and resources, and that is most helpful in a time of need. We also have in the St. Louis area the Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.com. You will find they have over 55 programs, probably more than that. They have been in existence 104 years, and they're serving our community with excellence. They have programming from job reentry, if you've been in prison, reentry programs, if you need food, if you need utility assistance, weatherization. They have a listing of resources for our community. Please, by all means, look them up, ULSTL.com. Also in our area, we have and hold dearly our libraries. Listen, most of you don't go to sleep on the library. There are some wonderful books you can explore. They even have movies you can read. There's so much that goes on, presentations. They have guests that come in. Listen, you need to check out your closest library. You'd be surprised as what the library can offer. They also offer for our communities diapers. Did you know that for children? They have something that they do for young children, after school programs when school resumes and things of that nature. Local libraries have maybe different times or different programs. Please look up the St. Louis County Library, slcl.org, for more information. I was so blessed to hear that. You hear so many parents that are going through, you know, babies are expensive, so that's a huge blessing that they're able to get diapers at the library. Also, there's something called flow kits. Those are ladies, female items that are needed for your monthly. Please call the SLCL or look them up, slcl.org, for your information. I want you to know if you're having a community event and you'd like for me to read your information, please send it in to Michelle Wright, and you can reach me via email at leadingwright@gmail.com. That's leading, like you're leading someone, right, W-R-I-G-H-T, @gmail.com. You can also reach me on Facebook, and that is, Facebook is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-1-L, last name Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I want to share with you some exciting news. With Elation Radio, we are glad to be back for another year of service. God bless you all. So I want to let you know we'll be updating information about all of the things that Elation offers. I want you to know you can listen to Elation Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can catch us on mostly all of the digital platforms. Look up Elation Radio. Then if you'd like to hear this podcast, you can look under Just For You with Pastor Michelle Wright after you locate Elation Radio. You can hear us on YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, and most of your digital platforms. And also, I want you to know there's Midnight with Kimmy Kim, and you'll be hearing as we update for dates and times. Some podcasts will be changing. Some may stay the same, but with the new year, we're constantly evolving. So keep your eyes and ears open for our Elation Radio news. We will be presenting information for various events, things that we're attached to in Elations that will be able to inspire and encourage you. I want you also to know that we are excited to share with you about our announcements. On Monday nights, you can catch Pastor Don and myself for our Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. It's at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook. So please join us. You get to physically see us. We teach the Word of God, and we'll be glad to have you. On Wednesdays, please join us back here on Elation Radio at 5:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'd love for you to continue to listen in. Listen, if you missed the live, you can always catch the replay on the digital platforms we've mentioned. Please just look us up. We'll be glad to connect with you. If you have an announcement, a prayer request, please don't forget to inbox me on Facebook. I'd love for us to read them, pray for you. We at Elation Radio take prayer seriously. We believe in the power of God, and we want you to know that we trust God. Listen, if this is your birthday month, happy birthday to all the January birthdays out there. We recently celebrated ours in December, but we're making way for the January birthdays. God bless you. Perhaps it's not your birthday. Maybe you've had a new baby, bought a new home. Maybe you're starting theology school. We just want to celebrate you. We also know that there are times when everything isn't celebratory. Perhaps you've gone through an affliction, a loved one may have passed. Right now we know worldwide there is this gentleman, Damar Hamlin, that is going through. We want you to know we take prayer seriously, and we are praying for all of you that God would heal, deliver, say whatever the case may be, and that he will be all that we need him to be. We say to the Lewis and to the Roberts family, we are praying for you in your time of bereavement. Know that we're lifting you up. We also want you all to know that God is still a miracle worker. Don't go to sleep on him. He's still a miracle worker. He's doing great and mighty things each and every day. And lastly, we want you to be aware that not only is he our provider, not only does he make a way and bless us, and when we go through our trials, he's there for us. We want you to know that loving him is the best thing that you can do. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing. The best thing I've ever done. I love my husband. He often hears me say this, and it's no disrespect to him at all, but falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. So I want you to know I love you. We're going to pray out. I pray that the Lord will bless your remainder of the week. Remember not to take for granted another breath. Remember to be obedient and get closer to him in 2023. continue to seek his face about what he's calling you. There are resources and tools available, such as 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries, that are able to help you to get to your next level. All right. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, for all that you do. We love you dearly. Let us pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for coming in. Thank you for having your way. Thank you for all that our ears have heard. Allow us to apply this word to our lives. Allow us to grow, to be in the presence of you, to receive all that we need, to be a blessing to others. Allow us not to have the type of salvation that is only for us and our families, but allow us to see the needs that others may have. Hear your voice when you tell us to move and be obedient to the holy will. We thank you for Elation Radio, and we thank you for Dr. Kimmy Robinson and her family. We thank you for every podcaster on the radio. And we thank you, oh God, for opening doors and closing doors. We trust your divine will for all of our lives. We ask that you forgive us of our sins as we forgive others. Lord, bless every listener that listens every week, or maybe they just popped on, whatever the case, bless their lives that they know indeed that you are God. And we will thank you and praise you. Continue to heal, continue to save, continue to deliver, and we will glorify you all the more. In the marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah.